welcome to Urban Legends episode of Near Death Dolls. I'm Paige.
And I'm Lisa.
And we are your hosties with the mosties.
Well, talking about ghosties.
And other shitty omens of death.
Ugh. Are there any happy omens of death?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Anyways, Paige is going to tell us about an urban legend from Tennessee.
That's right. That's right, Lisa. I am. But first, I'd like to know what's in your skull cup.
Oh, Agent Scully here has a pineapple jalapeno margarita.
That sounds amazing.
It's not.
It's not.
Actually, it's from a little glass bottle, pretty cheap from the grocery store. It's called like On the Rocks brand, and they make different like pre-made cocktails. It would be good, except it has a finish of like lemon pledge.
Oh. Yeah. A little chemically flavor?
Yeah, it's kind of like a cleaning supply lemon lime flavored. But like as you take a sip, it's good. It's not too spicy. You get a little bit of the sweet of the pineapple. But yeah, the finish is kind of funky. But I'm drinking it because someone brought it and I'm drinking it.
That means it's free and it's available and you might as well.
Might as well. Paige, what are you drinking?
Yeah. I'm drinking some hard kombucha.
Kombucha.
Something more fun about just calling it kombucha.
You just call it booch. Mighty booch.
Mighty booch, exactly.
I hope there's a mighty booch.
This one, the mighty booch. This one is from a brand called Flying Embers. Mm. And the flavor is Pineapple Sunset. Ooh. I don't think this is available anywhere else. I think it's a local brand. Maybe just in California or something. So I apologize for that. But it's delicious.
How dare you drink something that's not widely available to the rest of this audience?
I feel bad.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to school and you only have one cupcake. You didn't bring enough for the class.
Yeah, screw you. You're the worst, actually. I always felt bad for kids. Like someone has a cupcake and someone's like, can I have some? Did you bring one for me? You should give me half a year. I'm like, no, screw you. Fuck off.
My fucking cupcake.
My cupcake. My mommy put it in there for me and I'm going to eat it.
It's mine unless you have something of equal or greater value to trade.
What are you trading me? Yeah. See, I was the kid that was like, you could just have the whole thing if you want.
Why? You didn't want it?
No. Of course I wanted it, but I'm like, I was the kid that was like scared to make enemies. Boo says so too.
Boo says, you never make an enemy of me, mommy.
Well, actually, that's kind of a problem. She likes to eat what I eat. She can't always have it.
No. Oh. You share too much.
All right, cool. We got some booch, and now we got some legends from Tennessee. What we got?
You know what? I didn't even think about it. Tennessee, we should have been drinking like some Jack Daniel's whiskey or something.
Tennessee whiskey.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Jack Daniel's. But let's get into the legend. So actually, I have a few fun facts about Tennessee.
Wonderful.
First off, Tennessee, this is quite a long list. A little bit of a list, anyway. Tennessee is the birthplace of country music, cotton candy, moon pie.
Oh!
Also tasty. Oh. And Mountain Dew.
I believe it.
They got mountains.
And dew.
They certainly do.
They certainly do. Oh, man, I love a banana cream moon pie.
Oh, man, I haven't had a banana cream one.
Oh, they good. They are so good.
Just the regular.
I like the chocolate one. Ooh, it'd be fun to mash up the chocolate and the banana one. Oh.
Now you're talking my language.
Yeah. I get a little drooly over here. I'd like to put it with a couple scoops of ice cream in a blender and make a real thick shake out of it. I'm sorry, guys. I'm getting nasty.
Lisa's eyes glazed over. She went into snack town.
I'm getting real food nasty over here.
Food nasty. You're so bad.
I'm the kind of person that will like add actual cookie dough to some ice cream and then shave some chocolate on top and then drizzle it with like caramel and peanut butter sauce and like all the things. Like overkill.
Well, not overkill if you buy like just a plain ice cream and then you go to town on it.
No, I'll buy the ice cream that already has a ton of shit in it and add more shit.
Everything but the kitchen sink, except Lisa also throws in the kitchen sink.
I might. Yes, if it's small enough, I will.
If it tastes good, yeah. Put it on the ice cream. Who cares?
It all started with the blizzard. You can get more than one topping in your blizzard? Okay. What, the whole candy bar in there.
Oh, that sounds so good. Mm-hmm. I want some Butterfinger Blizzard.
But what else? You gotta add something else. You have Butterfinger?
Okay. I gotta add nothing else. That sounds good. Maybe some chocolate sauce or some caramel sauce.
Can you add some chopped up Reese's Pieces or some M&M's? Add some Heath Bar. What else can you add?
Cookie dough.
Sorry.
Some kind of some kind of nut.
Oh yeah, some chocolate covered peanuts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I told you, it's nasty.
I know, right?
Sorry. Okay.
This is an 18 plus stream.
It is.
Children can't handle it. Okay. Sorry. My camera just goes blurry sometimes. I don't know.
I think maybe you're...
Only person who needs to worry is Lisa, but...
Well, I think maybe that's a sign of being a reptilian. You know they go blurry sometimes.
Maybe I'm a hybrid.
You could
they
be.
They do get blurry sometimes in pictures.
They do.
Or maybe I'm a man in black and we didn't even know.
I didn't know you were a man. That's for sure. You're wearing black.
I wear black sometimes.
You do? Yeah. Is that black what you're wearing right now?
Yeah, stripey, white and black.
Okay, so you're almost there, like kind of Beetlejuicy colors.
Yeah. If I'm a hybrid, half human, half whatever, it makes sense. But anyway,
sorry, moving on, guys, moving on.
So, for any Elvis fans, which I know Lisa's grandpappy was, right?
Mm-hmm.
A big Elvis fan, because Lisa's got a name.
I'm Lisa
Marie. Very similar
Marie.
To Elvis's daughter, Lisa Marie.
That's right.
So like your grandpappy, anybody else who also likes Elvis, you can visit the King's famous home and place of death, Graceland.
Can you visit
in Nashville?
Can you visit the toilet that he died on?
I think you can. I don't know if you're allowed to touch it.
Oh.
Can you eat a peanut butter and banana sandwich off of the toilet?
Would you want to?
They cleaned it? Sure. I love peanut butter and banana.
On a toilet.
Sure.
We were talking about nasty food. Getting food nasty. Paige, over here getting food nasty in Graceland.
Really nasty. Did you know he was only 42 when he died?
Goodness, no. He looked rough. All them drugs.
Yeah, he must have lived real rough. I don't want to die at 42, Lisa. It's coming up.
It's coming up a little too quickly, yes. And if I'm going to go, I hope it's not on the toilet.
Please don't. Yeah, I don't want to be found dead next to my toilet.
Mm-mm.
That's what happened when my knee went out. I was naked and falling on the floor next to my toilet.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I can't go this way.
So, yes, if you want to go see Graceland, you go to Nashville, Tennessee. And they have a lot of shit in Nashville, as our fans probably have realized before. Like, you can go to the Grand Ole Opry, which I've never been to Nashville. How about you?
I have not.
I've heard it's a good time. Maybe we should plan a trip.
That would be
first
fun.
New Orleans,
then
Nashville.
I like it a lot.
Here are some weird laws for Tennessee.
Ooh, you know I love these.
Yes, I tried to find some good ones. If 8 or more women live together as like roommates, whatever, family members, it's legally considered a brothel.
The shit? My God. So if there was a convent that was all nuns, a nunnery, if you will, would that be considered a brothel as well?
Apparently so. That was actually specifically mentioned. It said sorority houses and what'd you call it? A nunnery?
Uh-huh.
It was kind of jokey about it, and I'm sure it's such an old law that nobody even cares anymore, but it did say a nunnery or a sorority house. Like, those would definitely be considered a brothel.
Insane. I love it, though. kind of want to do that now.
Yeah, I know, right? Just to see. It's also in Tennessee. It is legal to eat roadkill should you find it on the road and want to cook it up.
Okay.
You're totally welcome to.
Nice. Yeah.
There's a few caveats, like if it's a deer that got hit by a car, you have to report it mm-hmm. first, but you can't eat it after that.
I asked my neighbor that because she said she had hit two deer in her lifetime living here in Wisconsin. I said, do you get to keep the deer? She's like, I think you have to report it. She's like, I'm not sure if you get to keep it or not.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the case in a lot of states, but apparently in Tennessee, you can fry that sucker up.
Mm, love a little possum stew.
Yeah. I'm not sure what cop would be like, why are you eating roadkill? Like, you can't do that. I'm going to write you up for eating roadkill.
Can you please describe how you butchered this animal? Hit it with my truck.
Yeah, that's yeah, exactly.
Like, okay. You said that is legal or not legal?
It's legal. Oh. You can do it. It's illegal to dare a child to buy a beer.
Because they take their dares very seriously and they're like, you can't do that.
Yeah, no double dog dares here.
I triple dog dare you.
Oh, no, he triple dog dared you. Now you got to do it. Go buy a beer. It's not like the kid could actually do it because it is illegal for children to buy beer, but it's also illegal to dare them to try and do it.
Hmm. When I was a kid, I was dared to flash the next car that drove by.
Did you do it?
I did it, and it was my neighbor. And they came over and told my parents. I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, no. Did you get whooped?
I don't think I got whooped. I was told to go to my room and read the Bible.
Ah, okay. That's kind of like a whooping.
Sure. Yeah, I felt really bad. And it was a neighbor I didn't like, but I didn't know who it was as they were, like, driving by. And I was a little kid. Number one, I had no boobs. I was a kid. Yeah. And yeah. I had a little, like, little training bra thing on. So, but either way, looking back. Very dumb thing to do. Knowing what I know now. You know.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yes. Yeah. Yes. But as a kid, you don't know. Mm-mm. So it was your sister, I assume, who dared you?
No, my neighbor. The girl that lived next door to me. She, yeah. We went to high school with her. You wouldn't know her, though.
Really? Oh, okay. There was a lot of kids in our high school.
There was a lot of kids, and she really did not run in our circle, so.
Our circle. Very exclusive.
It was so exclusive.
Anyway, so this is the last of the weird laws. Mm-hmm. It's illegal to lasso a fish.
You can
fish for a fish.
Can you shoot fish in a barrel?
You can. It's legal to shoot a fish in a barrel, but if you use a lasso, God help you.
I wonder what went wrong there.
Yeah, like who was the person who did it and ruined it for the rest of us?
and what went wrong?
Yeah, what went wrong? What went so wrong that they were like, no more of that.
No more.
It was probably, I'm imagining it was like somebody got drunk and like died doing it. I don't know.
Here's what I think. If I'd like to imagine a scenario here. I'd like to think somebody, a dude, was like out in the water. He's in the water. He's like skinny dipping. And some drunk guy comes up with a lasso. He's like, I'm going to get me a fish. And he like throws it in and actually grabs his wiener. It's like, I caught something. And starts yanking it. Which, that could be some kind of porn. But at the time, probably not. Probably a little traumatizing for Mr. Winky.
And then they had to call the cops, mm-hmm. and it was really embarrassing.
Why do you have rope burn on your dick?
Are you pressing charges, sir? Bet you're darn tootin'. I'm pressing charges. Ooh, girl. I don't know if you guys could even hear me, but I was cracking up so hard while Lisa was telling that scenario.
I'd love to imagine things.
It is fun to imagine. Hmm. Imagination. But anyway, I'm sure there's a lot more interesting facts about Tennessee, but I've got kind of a hefty urban legend, so I didn't write down any more. So instead, we're just going to jump right into the urban legend.
All
right,
bring it. Tennessee.
Bringing it on. This legend is called the White Bluff Screamer.
Ooh.
Screamers.
Gotta love a screamer.
You got to. You got to love a screamer. So, my source today comes from a Tennessee-based historian named Lyle Russell.
Lyle Russell.
Lyle has a podcast called Tennessee Ghosts and Legends.
Oh, fun.
And I recommend it. He's quite entertaining. Cool. He's got some good stories. Our story today that I learned about from this man takes place in a city called White Bluff.
White Bluff, Tennessee?
White Bluff, Tennessee.
Okay.
And it's located west of Nashville and about 40-minute drive away. Locals say there may be a mysterious creature haunting the woods nearby, a creature that has already killed. According to local legend, in 1920, just outside of White Bluff, a family with seven children.
I wasn't.
Lisa's looking unimpressed. I'm impressed. I don't want that many kids.
Well, I wonder, what year is this? Do we have a year?
1920.
Oh, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's nothing. That's not even a brood. There's a family in our town that they own a bakery, and they have literally a dozen
kids. A baker's dozen of kids.
I don't know if it's a dozen or a baker's dozen. I don't know exactly either. I think they have 12 or 13, but I walked into the bakery, and they were all there. And I didn't know they all belonged to the owners until I saw their Christmas card.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. It's like, holy crap. It ranges literally from, like, 18 to, like, infant.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. I don't want that. I mean, I don't want kids anyway, but mm-hmm. That sounds even worse. So, seven kids mm-hmm. moved to rural Tennessee to start a new life. They built a cabin and planted crops to feed the family, and they loved it. They loved their new home. They liked their new life, and things looked generally hopeful. But unfortunately, the future was not so bright. Their troubles began on the first night that the family spent in their new cabin. As soon as the sun went down, the family settled in for the night, and they started hearing a strange noise. It sounded like a distant scream echoing through the forest.
Some screaming goats, like Taylor Swift.
They're all screamers.
Okay.
The screaming goats.
Have you not seen that? The I knew you were trouble when you walked in, and she does like the noise, but they replace it with a goat. A screaming goat. Oh my God, I'll send it to you. It's hilarious. It's old,
please,
but it's
funny. Please send it
to me. Okay.
The family, perplexed and frightened, checked in and around the cabin, but couldn't find anything to explain the screams that they were hearing. So they figured it must be an animal somewhere way off in the distance. Maybe an owl or a fox or a deer, all of which can make very scary sounds if you don't know what you're listening to.
Don't you know the rules of Appalachia? If you heard something, no, you didn't.
Really?
You got to look into that because they have rules. You close your blinds at night. Don't look outside. If you hear something call your name, nothing called your name. You walk away, you ignore it. If you hear something like babies crying or women screaming, nope, no, you didn't. Go back inside.
WTF, mate. What? If something is outside calling your name?
No, it didn't, and you ignore it. Because there's supposed to be so many creatures and spirits and evil things out there trying to lure you out.
Mm-mm. What?
Oh my gosh, we're going to have to do a whole episode. I need to call Mountain Martyrs and get them to do a podcast with us.
Because they'll talk about it. Yeah, I bet they've done some stories mm-hmm. on it, huh?
But yeah, the tales of Appalachia, you don't mess with whatever's outside after dark.
I kind of both really want to go and spend the night in a cabin and absolutely never do that.
Actually, I think we were supposed to take a trip to Tennessee this year for around 4th of July. Our friends have a cabin or are getting a cabin or something, and they asked us to join them. So I'll let you know.
Are you going to do it?
If everything falls into place the way it's supposed to, yes, we're going to go. So I'll let you know.
Holy shit. Okay. You got to get some ghost detecting equipment.
No.
Set up some cameras.
We might set up some cameras, but I ain't going outside after dark. I tell you what.
I don't think you should.
No.
I don't think you should. Mm-mm. God, I'm scared for you already.
It'll be fine.
Lisa.
Nope.
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 Not listening.
Didn't hear anything.
I didn't hear nothing.
Mm-mm. It's time to go to bed, shut all the windows, close the blinds, and fuck right off to sleep.
Put your earplugs mm-hmm. in, take an Ambien, whatever you need to do not to hear those sounds.
Yep.
You do it. Oh, God, that's scary.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hijack your story. I just thought about
that. Fucking fascinating. So anyway.
Paige literally looks traumatized.
What?
So you literally look traumatized. You're like, oh, God.
I'm fascinated, but also, yeah, scared. A little scared. But anyway, since there didn't seem to be any immediate danger, they all went to bed and hoped that the sound would stop, the screaming. But the screams didn't stop. The family was plagued all night with these screams that sounded like they were moving around the forest. After a sleepless night, the father told his scared wife and kids that it had probably been a dying animal and that they wouldn't be hearing it again. But he was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was wrong. He wished. Once again, when the sun set, the screams started up and lasted again until dawn. Mm-hmm. And again, every single night for a week. Lisa's looking suspicious.
It's probably just a screaming goat, but okay.
It's not even saying y'all's names. You're fine. Well, the nameless family couldn't have that now, could they? After a week of sleepless nights, the father said, enough of this mess, and took his rifle into the woods to hunt down whatever was making that fucking screaming sound just to make it stop. But once he was in the forest with his shotgun, he couldn't follow the sound. It just kind of sounded like it was coming from everywhere.
Ooh.
So he decided he was going to hide in the brush and just wait and see if anything came out. Mm-hmm. But the screaming stopped. So he waited some more, kind of freaked out, and the screaming started up again. But this time it sounded very much like a human scream, and it was coming from his cabin. So the father ran like a man on fire, rushed to get home, very scared for his family. Before he could reach the cabin, the screams of his family stopped, and he found them all lying on the cabin's floor, lifeless and mutilated.
Oh.
Did.
Dead on the floor.
Dead on the floor. Yep. Feeling devastated and angry, the father got onto the porch, still holding his rifle. Not that that matters, but still.
He was ready.
He was ready. He was ready. There was nothing to shoot, but he was ready. And that's when he saw a white form drifting between the trees in the woods. He followed, which I don't know if I would have, but I guess in that instance you didn't have much left to lose.
Yeah.
The father found to his astonishment that the form was that of an ethereal woman floating across the ground.
A woman in white.
A woman in white. With blue flames.
Ooh, a banshee.
It's a banshee! Yes!
Was I right? Okay.
Yes. Yes. So there was blue flames in her wake, leaving a trail of scorched earth behind her. And it's a fucking banshee. Yep. For anybody who doesn't know, a banshee of Celtic folklore is a supernatural entity that weeps or screams, much like the ghost we talked about today. It's said that anyone who hears the scream of a banshee is soon to meet a grisly death.
Couldn't have been a grisly bear.
It could have been. It might have been a grizzly bear, and the banshee was like, watch out for the bear.
It was screaming, watch out for the bear. It's about to enter your cabin.
Yeah. But yeah, the people of White Bluffs, Tennessee say that there's been more sightings since then. Every once in a while, you'll see like a white mist in the forest, and they'll hear the screams.
Need some silence of the banshee.
Fucking better be some silence. I'm sleeping.
Shut up. Got it early morning.
I don't care about the death omen. I'd rather be surprised. Don't warn me ahead of time.
I don't know.
You don't know? You might want a little warning.
I'd like a little warning. I'll take an omen. Just let me know what to expect.
Okay. Even if it's just... That's your only omen.
Just screaming.
Screaming.
I'll take it.
Okay.
Don't scream at me.
I won't. Thank you. I don't like screaming. I don't wanna. But that's it. That's my Tennessee legend today.
Wow. I didn't know banshees made their way over to America.
Yeah.
But actually, I think there's Native American ones. There's, how do you say it? La Llorona.
Oh, yeah. Yep. In Mexico.
In Mexico. Mm-hmm. I think a banshee can be, what am I trying to say?
Multicultural.
Yeah, they're multicultural. There's similar things like aliens too, how they all kind of report kind of similar things, but they might have different names or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, remember in Native American culture how we talked about they have like, kind of like the black-eyed children.
Mm-hmm. And that was such a good episode.
Yeah, I love that episode.
I don't remember the number off the top of my head, but check out the Black Eyed Kids episode mm-hmm. we did.
Yeah, I love that before. One. That was a fun one. Kyle and I were watching. We were maybe like an Ancient Aliens or something alien-y related, and they started talking about. I forgot what the guy's name is, but the guy that originally like reported on the Black Eyed Children, and he was
like
I think it was Brian Bethel or something like that.
Wow, that sounds familiar.
I think that's his name.
Might be him.
And he was going to deposit a check or for his rent or mm-hmm. something, and I'm like, oh, this is Black Eyed Children, and Kyle's like, what? I'm like, watch, and they're like, he reported Black Eyed Children. I'm like, see? I love when Kyle sends me things, and he's like, hey, this would make for a good episode. I'm like, we already did that, Kyle. That was like 2 years ago.
I like that too.
He's like, have you heard of
this? That's cute.
I'm like, we did it in Urban Legends already. I got it. He's like, okay, yeah. Fine. I'm like, if you listened, you would know.
You would know that we've already covered it, mm-hmm. Kyle.
Kyle.
But it shows he cares.
Yeah, he at least
he understands the topic.
He does. He's like, this would be interesting for you guys.
You're like, it was actually. It was. Thank you.
As a matter of fact, I did a week's worth of research on it.
Yeah. Read a whole book. And then I completely forgot all the details after we did the episode.
Cheers. That's right.
We're almost done with urban legends. We've only got a couple more left to do.
Yeah, we do. Let's see what we have left real quick since we have everybody here. Let's see. We literally have a tab over here that says urban legends remaining. I think we have Missouri, South Carolina, and Ohio.
Damn.
I think I picked... and Kentucky. I'll be doing Kentucky next urban legend. Yeah.
Does Kentucky have any Appalachian Mountains in it?
Okay, I'm going to be real. I don't think so. But I could totally be wrong. Actually, it's just north of Tennessee. So it could. They could have some.
You probably already picked an urban legend. I was just like, oh, Lisa could do some creepy Appalachian trail stuff.
We might actually. Maybe I'll do that one episode. Just all Appalachian trail. Appalachian, sorry.
Awesome.
I know. People from Appalachia, like Appalachian. And people who don't live there say Appalachian.
Oh, regional dialects.
It is a... People have their preferences.
And I, you know what? I'll say it the way they want me to. What was it?
Appalachia.
Appalachia.
Appalachia. Everyone else says Appalachia or Appalachia. 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 Just kidding.
Appalachia.
Appalachia.
I think that's how I said it. It was like Appalachia.
That's how I grew up saying it, but then I listen to Mountain Murders and they're like, Appalachia, okay? And I'm like, all right. Mm.
They're locals. They know.
And I still want to hike the entire thing, but I don't think I'll ever get to it in my lifetime.
Like what was that movie? Just called Wild, mm-hmm. maybe? With Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
Yeah. I read the book and I watched the movie. But that was based on the Pacific Crest Trail that goes from, like, Mexico up to through California, yeah, and up Oregon, Washington.
Different trail.
Different trail. Different side of the country. There's lots of trails. I also listen to several podcasts about, like, hiking and the AT, which is the Appalachian Trail, and then there's the PCT, Pacific Crest Trail, the John Muir Trail, the Continental Divide Trail? I forgot what it's exactly.
There's a lot of trails.
There's a lot of trails. There's actually a big one here in Wisconsin called the Ice Age Trail.
Ice Age Trail? Yeah. That sounds cool.
I think it takes, if you were to actually hike it, I think it can take up to 2 months, Whereas like the Appalachian and the PCT can take like around 6 months or longer, depending on how you hike it.
But is the Ice Age Trail in Wisconsin just in Wisconsin?
Yes.
And it could still take that long? Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's because it doesn't go straight across. It like goes up and down and zigzags all over the state. But I think it was... I think it was carved, some of it was carved out by actual, like, during the Ice Age.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
Damn. Mm-hmm. That's pretty badass, Lisa. You could find an Otzi. You could find an Iceman.
I mean, I'm going to stay on trail, so I probably won't find anything, but, you know.
No. Go off trail. No, don't
no,
listen to me.
We're not doing that.
Bad idea.
That's not good. Leave no trace practices, so.
Oh, you're so responsible.
I try.
Well, that concludes our urban legend for this week. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check.
Be sure to what now?
Be sure to.
What are we doing?
I was going to say cheek. Cheek back here.
I will cheek back.
Yeah, you will. I know you will.
I'm going to twerk.
It's a good workout.
Cheek back. Cheek back.
Yeah. I'm going to check back here every week for our new episodes.
And if you like what you heard, follow us on the social medias. We have Instagram at Near Death Dolls Podcast and on Tumblr at neardeathdolls.tumblr.com. And there's TikTok, but I swear to God, I will do something with TikTok. I just got to get around to it. Lisa's busy.
Lisa's a busy bitch, okay?
I'm a busy bitch, you know.
Yes, I know. I know you're a busy bitch. And as always, stay spooky, friends.
And watch out for those screamers.
It's not me. I'm the screamer.
Well, if you ply me with enough alcohol, I'll do anything, baby. I mean, bye.
Bye.
'Special thanks to Sam Hears for our art and music.
If you'd like to see more from him, check out the links in our show notes.